Did you really think that you could get away with it, Octave? Hacking into the city's TV and radio stations to play your mind-controlling music? I don't think so. The rest of the Justice Brigade is shutting down your broadcast as we speak. With no more innocent people for you to shield yourself with, you're finished. Eat this! What? Down for the count already? No encore? Maybe someday you'll make me break a sweat. Until then, it's another stint at Blackport for you. But if past experience is any indication, I'm sure you'll worm your way out eventually. But I'll be here to send you back as many times as it takes. And you and the rest of your nasty little friends. Say hello to them for me, would you? It's all right, boys and girls. Nothing to see here. Just another D-list villain punching above his weight. Take him away, Lieutenant. I gotta report this to Lodestar. Let him and the rest of the brigade know that we're done here. Sorry, everybody. No time for autographs or pictures today. I'm in a bit of a rush. Take care now. Lodestar, it's Nebula. Octave's down and in custody. Moderate property damage, but no civilian casualties. No, just a couple smashed walls and a Toyota I threw. All right, I'll let the insurance people know. Listen, I'll catch up with the rest of you tomorrow. I need to head back to the bunker and check on someone. I mean something. Yeah, just an experiment I'm running. Quirks, isotopes, that's why I borrowed that equipment from Artificer. Of course I'll return it all in one piece. Who do you think I am? Alright, catch you later. Douchebag. Get off my fucking ass. It was just a car. And not even a nice one either. It's not like I accidentally wasted some brain-dead civvy or something. Whatever. At least tonight's the night I finally get to show my special little man his surprise. I can't wait. Babe! I'm home! Where are you? Oh, super hearing. Duh! Let's have a listen. Ah, there you are! What are you doing all the way down on the 18th level? There's nothing down there but... Oh, no! Nice try, honey! Oh, sorry. Am I gripping your wrist too hard? Too bad. What the hell are you trying to do? Break into my vault of Cosmomite? With a bloody bobby pin? Sweetheart, this vault makes Fort Knox look like a piggy bank. You aren't opening it with just that. And why would you try in the first place? You weren't thinking of trying to weaken me with that stuff, were you? Oh, baby, you still haven't accepted our bond, have you? Here, let me carry you upstairs. I understand that this whole new living situation may be overwhelming. Spending your days in an atomic bomb-proof command center and all. But I keep you here because I care about you. We have cable. Haven't you been watching everything going on in the world right now? It's a complete madhouse. I'd never forgive myself if something happened to you. I'd hunt down the ones who hurt you. They wouldn't escape from me. I'd slowly skin them alive with my bare hands, piece by piece. And then, as a final act of vengeance against this world, I turn my powers inward. I go supernova for you, my love. All in your memory. I'd reduce myself and this entire planet to dust in the solar winds. And that's how much you mean to me. Oh, that reminds me. I've got a very special gift for you. Come, sit down. You're gonna want to be sitting for this. Okay, let me just grab it from the lab. Fuck, was that attached before? Probably not. And here it is. It's a multi-something cellular thing. Artificer was doing test runs on it, practicing growing bones and blood and organs and stuff. It's got the potential to revolutionize medicine as we know it. But who gives a fuck about that shit? Here's what you and me are going to use it for. So you know how we've been trying for a baby these past few months with no luck? But I am tired of waiting. Mark my words, you are going to knock me up by the end of tonight if it's the last thing I do. Which brings me to our new toy here. I've never been one for subtlety, so here it is. I'm gonna temporarily pump up those fucking balls of yours. I'm gonna stick them in here, make them grow, boost your sperm production 75, 100, 200%, whatever it takes. Point is, there's no fucking way I won't end up pregnant. I won't lie. We're totally brute forcing it here. We'll basically be drowning my super-powered eggs in your human sperm cells until one of them hits home. But I'm sure it'll get results faster than what we've been doing. But we've got to act fast. The effects will only last a couple of hours. Well, what do you think? Excuse me? Just who the fuck do you think you are? I saved you. I snatched you up from that disgusting sea of humanity. If it weren't for me, you would still be slumming it out with that greasy little cow in that rat hole of an apartment. Now, you're going to return your goddess's generosity and devotion by giving me a beautiful, perfect fucking child. Don't move. No, I won't put you down. Stop struggling. I am holding you pretty tight. You wouldn't want to accidentally break more bones, would ya? Not after last time. Your poor pelvis. There, all strapped in. Now let's get that fly open. Such a nice pair of balls. But soon, they'll be working overtime. Try not to fidget too much. This shouldn't take long. Okay, let's see. I've seen him turn this on before. Just gotta... There we go! Here it comes, babe. Can you feel anything? Is it working? Why are you screaming? Does it hurt? Okay, tough it out. You can do it. I have faith in you. Just focus on all of the perfect children that we'll have because of this. Just you and me down here, raising our beautiful family. Oh, it'll be so wonderful. Wait, I can see it. Oh, it's working. Your balls, they're plumping up so much. Can you feel them? God, that's amazing. Stop fucking screaming. Just shut up. We're almost done. Just wait until you see your new balls, my love. You'll feel like a whole new man. Baby? Can you hear me? Open your eyes. Oh, thank goodness you're all right. The procedure was a complete success. Take a look! See how fucking massive they are now. They're the size of cantaloupes. Let me cup one of them in my hand. Fuck! Even for me, they've got some heft to them. Okay, let me check the scans. Wow, the sheer level of sperm density in these things? Oh, it's off the charts. No wonder they're so heavy. I'll definitely get pregnant now. I think this calls for a celebration. And what better way to celebrate than with a nice, hot, thick, sticky cream pie. Be quiet! I don't understand why you keep trying to make this about you. I don't want to be a dad. Please let me go. I miss my family. This is about our future together. Why are you being so selfish? You've been living among those disgusting, pathetic little weaklings out there for too long. You aren't like them. I saved you because you deserve so much more than what this wretched world can provide. I give you my love, the love of a goddess. And soon, I'll give you the most precious gift of all, new life itself, in the most perfect form possible. So just lay back. Don't struggle against those restraints. And let's get started. Let me get this suit off. Ugh, still got some plaster in my hair. Ugh, I tell you, today was fucking awful. Lodestar riding my ass about some fucking inane shit. We had to collar Octave again, and that whole process took like 10 hours. And before I could even catch my breath afterwards, all of the insects come scuttling from under their rocks, waving babies and pieces of paper in my face. Ugh, I couldn't get back to you fast enough. Look who's rising to attention. I know that you cannot resist this body of mine. See these arms, all taut with muscle and power. I gave Octave a good beating today, harder than usual, because he was keeping me from getting home to you. I didn't give a fuck about the others. Those dime a dozen civilians. Even when they were all mind-controlled, I could barely tell the difference from how they usually act. Getting back to you safely was my only real goal. But now, it's time for you to beat this perfect pussy up. Let me just hover above the table and lower myself onto this cock. Ooh, fucking hell. Ooh, that is just what I needed. Oh, we fit together so perfectly, my love. Like lock and key. You deserve a better class of woman. A super woman. And I'm gonna give it to you. I love sitting on top and just clenching around your cock, feeling every ridge and vein, squeezing your shaft like a fist. It's so fucking hot. Your ex can never do this for you, jerk you off without even moving. Her weak, tepid excuse for a cunt never felt this good, did it? She's my inferior in every way. In body, mind, and devotion. Feel my muscular hips grinding against you, forward and backward, side to side, round and round. I've milked so many loads out of you since our perfect, magical night atop Millennium Tower. Ooh, but this next load is gonna be the biggest you've ever shot in your whole fucking life. Okay, I'm just gonna start bouncing now. Try not to pop too fast, okay? I need you to come inside me. But I still want to take my time with you first. You did this to me, you fucking handsome motherfucker. You lit this fire inside of me. Do you have any idea what it was like watching you for so long? Part of me wanted to just snatch you up the day we met. But, I wanted to get to know you first. If it was a slow day at HQ, I would volunteer to patrol your side of the city and spend all day watching you and listening to your voice. My hands didn't leave my cunt for hours. All I thought about was just fucking you, having your dick inside my pussy, and it just got me so wet and so horny, and I would just like touch myself, and I couldn't stop. Sometimes I would miss if there was a criminal out. Oh, I know that makes me a bad superhero, but I just couldn't help it. All I could think about was you. Oh, I would just touch my pussy for hours, seriously. Fuck yes, baby, that's it. That's a good boy. Buck up into me. Stab that juicy fucking dick deep inside me. Feel the scorching heat of my cunt around you. You know, if we're really gonna get serious about having this baby, you should be coming in me as often as possible. So from now on, the instant I get home from patrolling, we're gonna fuck, and we're not gonna stop until you can't shoot anymore. And with this big new set of balls of yours, oh, we'll be at it all night long. Until you finally run out of cum. Oh, I won't waste a drop, I promise. Oh, I'll clench nice and tight so not a single sperm can escape. Oh, and I'm not gonna let you escape either. Never, you're never leaving me. Never, ever. You're mine now. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. I'm gonna have this perfect baby, and it's gonna be yours too, and we're gonna be a family, and you're gonna be so happy. And I'm gonna milk you every day. I promise. Oh, we're gonna fuck daily. I think I'm gonna keep your balls like this. Oh, I'm just gonna have you come in me, and come in me, and come in me. Yeah, let me lean back and squeeze these fat nuts as I bounce on you. Holy fuck, they are so fucking huge. I cannot even fit them in my palm. You are gonna fill me up completely. No human woman would be able to handle these. They just take one look and be absolutely terrified. You'd probably blow their guts out with these huge pressurized loads that you've got brewing in there. But not me. I can take it. I've changed your body to perfectly suit mine. I'm the only woman on the planet that can survive what you can dish out. Please come inside me. Oh, God. Drench my fucking womb. Drown my fucking eggs with your massive creamy load. Do it! Do it! Oh, fuck! Holy God, fuck, yes! Oh, yes! It worked! Oh, my love, it worked! You emptied! So much cum inside of me. Holy shit. We are laying in a huge puddle of it. I guess I underestimated your output. I knew that there'd be a ton, but damn! God, it's dripping down the sides of the table onto the floor. We made such a mess. Here, let me undo those restraints. There. Now, what do you say we go hit the showers? Never mind the sweat and cum. I still have to get this plaster out of my hair. Come on. Oh, fuck, I needed this. Fighting in that stuffy suit makes me sweat buckets. Maybe I could change my look. What do you think? Maybe something with thinner, more breathable material? It's not like I can't afford to sacrifice protection for comfort. The average villain or hired goon can't seriously hurt me. And I can always keep the old one on hand if a heavy hitter like Kraken or Empress Omni shows their face again. I'm open to suggestions, as long as it doesn't involve a skirt. I refuse to go prancing around like that slut mermaiden, accidentally flashing half the city every time she goes out on patrol. Be a star and soap me up, would ya? I'd do it myself, but my arms are just so sore. I think I beat the shit out of Octave too hard and pulled something. Oh, yes. Thank you. Your hands are so small and soft compared to mine. I love feeling them all over my body, caressing every inch of me. And that's right. Ooh, soap up my pecs. Feel those hard, defined ridges beneath your fingers. Work the soap into my perfect, flawless skin. Worship my entire body like the goddess I am. Look how the water falls across my body. No woman on earth has a body like this. My little treasure. I'll make a true acolyte out of you yet. One day soon, you will realize how much I've done for you, how much I've sacrificed, and you'll return my love 1,000-fold. Touch me all over. Put your hands on my tits. Squeeze my ass. Worship me! This flawless body is all yours, my love. No longer do you have to look forward to wasting your life with that pathetic wretch. No longer will you be forced to watch her slowly turn grotesque with age and rot. Instead, you can have me for the rest of your days. Here, on your knees before me, getting close. Do you see these thighs? These massive slabs of toned muscle? I could crush a man's skull to bloody splinters with these in an instant. But for you, I'll only squeeze oh so gently. Pay tribute, my love. I want you to lick this pussy like it's the last thing you'll ever taste. Spread my lips with your tongue. Fuck yes. Yeah, get in deep. That's right. That's a good boy. Feel that? Feel that pressure against your ears. That's my big, strong thighs, baby. Holding you tight. Holding you close. Keep eating me. Devour this fucking pussy. Fuck, that's so fucking good. I can see my juices getting all over your cute little face. Okay, get up, come on. I want another cream pie out of you. I know you've got more than enough cum inside those big heavy nuts of yours. Here, I'm gonna turn around and lean over, bracing myself against the wall. Look at this fucking ass of mine. It's so tight and strong, yet so soft. It's perfect for grabbing and squeezing as you fuck another big sloppy load into my hungry cunt. Slide it in, please! Come on, can't you see how desperate I am? I'll let you take the lead this time, please. I don't know what's wrong with me lately. Whenever I'm out on patrol or sitting in a brigade meeting or filming another stupid commercial, all I can do is fantasize about getting fucking knocked up. It's like I've got this fire in my gut and it can only be extinguished with your fucking seed. My super-powered body is screaming to have your perfect child. Oh, yeah. Rub that fat, leaking head against my lips. Fill me up. Oh, fuck, yes! Oh, get it in deep. Stab that fucking cock in me. Breed me like a dirty goddamn animal. Knock me up like I'm one of those filthy human sluts that you're used to fucking. Holy shit. Yeah, God, you are thrusting so fast. Are you taking your anger out on me? Yeah? That's right. Get me mad. I'm keeping you fucking captive here against your will. Yeah. I'm keeping you from your family, your friends, your career, your stupid fucking girlfriend. That's right, you're all mine. I'm never letting you go. Be angry. Give me the hate fuck of your dreams. Hate fuck me. Yeah. Take out all your stress on me. Take it out on my pussy. Beat my pussy up. Come on, beat it the fuck up. Fuck me. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. You'll love me too. Soon I'll make you love me. But for now, fuck me like you hate me. Oh, I wonder if the rest of the Justice Brigade would think. Oh, if they saw me bend over in the shower, my ass in the air, getting my cunt fucking pounded by a normal man. Oh, no. This cock is your superpower. And those balls. Oh, I changed you into the world's most superior breeder. But only I get to feel you, to taste you, to love you. Fuck! Yeah, give it to me, pound me. Slam into me. I need it. Give it to me. I need you to come. I love the feeling of those fat fucking cum tanks slapping against me. Oh, I can tell that they're so swollen and full. I want you to drown my eggs in your potent human load. God, you're so fucking virile. It's insane. You can nut in a wave pool and knock up 100 women. I want all of it. Every last fucking sperm that you make is mine. I own this cock. I own those balls. I own your loads. And I own you. Smash my fucking pussy. You never gave it to that weak little skink like you give it to me, did ya? No way. Oh, I bet she would squeal and cry. Oh, not so hard, baby. Oh, you're gonna make me sore. Stop it. You're hurting me. Such a fucking pathetic excuse for a woman. Oh, you need one who can take it and dish it out. A woman with a superpowered vice of a cunt who can make you feel so fucking good. Feel my walls squeezing tight around you, baby. Feel the heat building inside of me, those waves of energy caressing and penetrating your cock. Do it. Empty yourself inside of me. Give Captain Nebula another big sticky cream pie. I have a good feeling about this one. Maybe this load will be the one to get me pregnant. Please shoot it inside of me. Fill me up and make my belly swell with your fucking baby. I'm gonna come. Do it together. Give it to me. Drain? Stop, please, no! Oh my God! How could you? You motherfucker! I told you that we only have so much time and you just wasted a perfectly good load! You fucking asshole! I'm trying to build a life with you! I'm trying to give you a child and you're just throwing my efforts back in my face! This is all about her, isn't it? You're always just so fucking fixated on her. Well, I know what to do now. Oh, yes, I'm gonna do something I should have done on fucking day one. And you're coming with me. Come on, get out of the tub. Let's go. I do not care how much your wrist hurts. We're leaving. We're gonna pay that worm a very special visit. Come stand beneath the silo door with me. Let me wrap my arms around you nice and tight. Here we go! Don't bother pissing and moaning. This is for your own good. Once this bitch is erased from your life, you'll stop being so fucking preoccupied with her and finally focus on me, on us. There, I see that rat hole now. And there's her car as well. She always did get home from work around this time. What do you say we drop in and say hello? Surprise, Megan! Yeah, put down the ramen box and take it all in. Captain Nebula, savior of the city, naked as the day she was born. And look who I've brought! Your ex-boyfriend, also naked! Yeah, it's been a while since you've seen him, hasn't it? What, it's been a couple months? I stopped keeping track. See, I've been busy fucking his brains out every single day. Oh, what's the matter? At a loss for words? Are you angry? Sad? Confused? Shocked? All of the above? Well, too bad, cunt. This man is mine now, and he's going to be the father of my children. A disgusting little slug like you doesn't deserve him anyway. He needs a real woman to take care of him. And I'm gonna show you how I take care of him. Go sit down on the couch, sweetie. Yeah, take a good look at this body. You sad imitation of femininity. You're fucking nothing compared to me. And I'm gonna make this 100% clear to you by riding my man's cock better than you ever did. And you're just gonna stand there and watch. Slack-jawed and sobbing. Because if you make one wrong move, like you're gonna run, or scream for help, or pick up your phone, I will twist your empty little head off your shoulders and punt it off to fucking Australia. Ready, baby? Wipe those tears away, love. Tonight's the night that we finally get rid of her forever. Her memory will plague you no longer. Just sit back and let me sit on this perfect fucking cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so wet for you. I'm always so wet for you. Whenever I'm flying around the city and the image of your cock floats into my mind, I have to fight the urge to stuff my hands into my suit and just jerk off right then and there. Look at how I ride him. This is peak fucking performance right here. Every tone, powerful muscle in my body working to get him off. Unlike you, huh? You look like a real lazy fuck. I bet that you could only manage 2, maybe 3 good bounces before your joints seized up and you got out of breath. Is that true? Was she a bad lay? Oh, you don't have to answer. I can see it in your eyes. You should thank me for saving you from her. Say it. Say, thank you, Captain Nebula, for saving me from bad pussy. You're my hero. Come on, say it. Say it. There's a good boy. There's my sweet man. Whoa. She really didn't like that. Look at her. She's devastated. Oh, don't cry. You're so much uglier when you cry. Ooh, now he's definitely not going to think about you anymore. Come on, baby. Fuck up into me. Play with my tits. Much nicer than hers, aren't they? Just like my ass. Nobody will believe you, bitch. Oh, Captain Nebula kidnapped my boyfriend and broke into my apartment. Yeah, right. The police will fucking laugh you out of the station. You know, on the way here, I thought about killing you. Mm-hmm. I thought about crushing your skull between my hands like an egg. But I think forcing you to watch how a superior woman pleases your man will be enough to snuff out this sorry excuse for a relationship. You getting close, baby? Fuck yes. Watch this, bitch. Watch how much he comes for me and compare it to all the times you fucked him. Oh, God, he's so deep. Oh, fuck, he's so deep inside. Oh, you never could have taken him this deep, this hard. He's gonna knock me up and we're gonna have a happy life together forever. Come for me. Oh, my little treasure. Give me your cum. Explode inside of me. Show this stupid fucking cow what a real orgasm looks like. Come for your goddess. Oh. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. That's right, baby. Oh. That's the one that's gonna get the job done. Oh, God. There's so much. This couch is fucking destroyed. See that, cunt? Look at all that cum. That's what I can do for him. Can you say the same? I thought not. Remember what I said, maggot. You're dead to him. Come on, love. Climb into my arms. This place holds nothing but bad memories for you. Let's go home. There, that wasn't so hard, was it? Like ripping off a band-aid. Now that you know she'd never take you back, you have nowhere to look but forward. We have such a bright, beautiful future together, sweetheart. Full of love and laughter and, who knows, maybe wedding bells. I know, usually marriage isn't really my style, but I'd happily do it for you. It'd be easy. Iceberg is ordained, so we could have it at the brigade headquarters if you want. I know you've always wanted to visit. I can't wait. I love you so, so much.